up in the service after a while. I think we probably know them. How many of you remember this? Look to see it before your eyes. Do you remember this one from Psalm 16? Okay, there's a bit of favorite memories out there. Not a whole lot. Okay, that's why we're going to go over it. Okay? So like this.
Generation, my Lord. God, and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. In this year, the Lord knows that our Father can go, but He will not have come there in prayer. The death to the coming generation, the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might, and the wonders He has done.
Okay, is that the first time? How many of you, is that the first time we've gone through that for? Okay, so there's quite a number of you. Let's go through it again in the same fashion that we did last week. I will sing the line, you sing the line back. That'll help you get it into your mind. Okay? Like this.
Give ear, O my people, to my teaching.
You sing.
Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ear to the words of my mouth. Incline your ear to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old. I will utter dark sayings from of old.
The chorus is actually fairly catch on of all things that you said to work.
Things that we have heard and known that our fathers have told us we will not have them from their children.
Okay, you guys try that one again.
Things that we have heard and known that our fathers have told us we will not have them from their children. But tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might and the wonders He has done. Tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might and the wonders He has done.
Okay, let's go back again to the top and we'll see if we can make this work a little bit louder and better as we go. Okay, here. You have a question?
Is it, we will not hide them from our children?
No, it's there. I double checked that one. And there's things that sometimes don't necessarily make real smart sense in English, but we need to start thinking about what that means and how it applies. It is there. Yeah. Let's try this together from Give Ear. Here we go now.
Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ear to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old. Things that we have heard and know that our fathers have told us we will not hide them from their children. But tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might and the wonders He has done.
Okay, for the second verse, we're going to do it the same fashion we did the first. I will sing the line, then you repeat after I'm done.
He established a testimony in Jacob.
You sing.
He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel. And appointed a law in Israel. Which He commanded our fathers to teach to their children.
Oh, you guys try now.
Which He commanded our fathers to teach to their children. That the next generation might know them. That the next generation might know them. The children get them born and arise and tell them to their children.
Let's get that, because it goes three times around, okay?
The children get them born and arise and tell them to their children. Get them born and arise and tell them to their children. Get them born and arise and tell them to their children. So that they should set their hope in God and not forget the words of God. But keep His commandments. To let me have heard and know that our
Okay, that is taken from Psalm 78. It's the first seven verses. If you can please click on the light for me, Kimberly. And would you please take your canvas and turn in it near the back to 428. If you do not have a Canvas Christi, there is a box of them back there. Actually, Benita's up handing them out. For those of you who need them. Now, if I recall correctly, we have tried this a time or two. I'm not sure if we've tried it necessarily here, but I think most of us have tried it before. This does make a pretty decent parting song, or a benediction song, taken from the Song of Simeon in Luke chapter 2. So, Kimberly, can you please sit in the front for us here? Okay, you don't need to play the whole thing. I want you to play the melody line. And give us a phrase. So Demeril's going to play the lines, and then we're going to sing it back. We're going to just play it in terms of phrases. You see, if you're looking at the top line of music, you'll see this little dash right here. You see that? That's a breath mark. Okay? So, that's where we're going to breathe. Do you see it in there? It's right above the word peace on the top line. Okay, the little mark there, that tells you. Catch your breath. Okay, please, play it for us, and then we'll sing it back. Okay, here we go.
Lord, now let us thou
get the counts of it. I'm going to be snapping my fingers to this. That first beat there gets two of these. One, two. All the rest of them get one. Okay? It goes like this.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace.
Okay. You guys think. If we do this too slow, then you run out of breath. Okay? This is the way it works. That's the way it works with lots of hymnody. You sing it too slow, and then it sounds bad because you can't breathe at the right spot, or else you can't breathe at all, and makes it hard. Okay, so sing it fast. That's the best way to do it.
All together. Lord, now let us of our servant depart in peace.
Okay, do the next one for us, Kimberl.
According to thy word.
From the beginning, we'll do that whole first line. Here we go.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word.
Okay, next section. That's right. For mine eyes have. For us, and then we'll listen again, which thou hast prepared. Okay, let's try it.
Which thou hast prepared before the face of all people.
That that word all gets three of those. Okay? All people. Sing that back.
All people.
Do it again.
All people.
That's great. Okay. Let's see if we can sing down that far from the beginning. Lord, now let us thou thy servant.
Here we go. Lord, now let us thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For my heart has seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people.
Okay. Light the light in the Gentiles.